I mean, in terms of impact on learning, I think there's for me, you know, a lot of secondary teachers want to see, do they know the biology facts better? And I think that's questionable to directly relate the two. For me, it's about skills. First, and you know, they are more skilled in terms of using the web, but also in terms of thinking independently and learning independently. But for me, there's an underlying thing that we don't pay enough attention to, and that's culture, climate, and which leads to a willingness to do well, a desire to do well, mm-hmm. and a sort of mature approach to learning. Mm-hmm. And I think it's had a big impact in that way. So, you know, the class that you were in this morning, I used to have a lot of difficulties with, and more so the other one, actually. They were a real challenging class, and I've worked really hard on building a culture of a community, mm-hmm. a learning community in the classroom. It's one of my favourite books, Classrooms as Learning Communities. And I'm finding the web tools and the one-to-one devices a big help in that process, which ultimately leads to them, I think, getting better grades.
What you said, and I was going to use that phrase in terms of a culture change,
yeah.
because it appears that there has been there's a particular learning culture in that room this morning with those
yeah.
pupils
yeah.
that, as I say, I keep coming back to the fact, I came to see the Chromebook, but it was almost as if I was more, I got immersed in the kind of learning culture that seems to have grown.
Yeah.
And when you look at the impact on learning of some of the kids, for instance, who have been involved in the Neil Takes on Science site,
yeah.
and when I asked them about how has this helped them develop as learners, they were able to articulate that really well.
Oh, yeah.
And they don't see this as now they've learned facts and jumping through hoops
no.
to be able to pass an exam.
It's wider than that.
It's much wider than that. They've really taken this on board, and they seem to be owning this learning, and it seems to be intrinsically motivated.
Yeah, intrinsically motivated. That's exactly the term that I'm looking for. But you know, I wasn't sure. You know, the Neil Takes on Science crew. You know, is that a bit of fun, or is it learning, but in terms of skills, or is it learning in terms of skills and science? When I spoke to them, you know, they convinced me that it's learning on both levels. You know, they are learning skills. They are learning to be more independent, all that sort of stuff. But actually, they're learning the science better as well, because they talked a lot about the fact that it's communicating the ideas. Mm-hmm. And when you communicate, it's just like, you know, when you teach it, you know it better, that sort of thing. So when they sit down and make a website, they're thinking, how best do I explain this? And then they understand it better as a result. You know, so one of them said, after making their website on higher physics, that they understood higher physics better now than when they sat the exam, mm-hmm. and that had set them up well for the advanced higher course. So I think that's another part of it. You know, I think mm-hmm. these sorts of approaches can be engaging to the extent that they end up, you know, wanting to communicate well and then learn better. And then one last example was that one from this morning, where their prelims coming up, they're searching Int 1 biology revision websites. And the fourth hit on Google is one of their own websites from last year.
You said that.
Which they
absolutely
loved.
Tremendous.
And then, and it wasn't one of their own, it was someone else in the class. He then used it in his revision from a resource made by his own classmates the year before.
Could you ask for better feedback than the fourth hit on Google? You know, that's...
One of the things I noticed this morning is that the confident, very good S6 crew had gone for it and had made their site public. So they had a real sense of audience for what they'd done. I noticed that the one people had made a site as well, which looked really good in every way as attractive, but were choosing to keep that one private. Is that, do you think, to do with that confidence, or... I'm wondering if...
The revision website?
Yeah.
No, it was public.
Well, that was public as well.
Yeah, no, it was. Because I made a big thing of that at the time. I bought a domain name, biologyrevision.info.
Well, there's also some pages were private.
Yeah, it was just some pages were private because they were giving peer feedback on their websites. So I made those pages private to us as a class, but the actual content public to the web. So there's a real fine tuning that you can do with
the
sites.
So do you think this is something that's coming from the pupils, saying that they really appreciate having the ability to go beyond the walls of the school and to have that public audience? I'm looking here at a poster on the wall on ecosystems, which is the sort of thing that we would have seen before the online tools became available, where we can put together a presentation, stick it to the wall of the classroom or the corridor, but there's never that sense that we're really
audience. This is something I'm getting from... So our link school is Cramington Learning Village, and their science department have a big link with High Tech High and the whole project-based learning approach. And one of the really strong aspects of that approach is audience. And that's something I've been trying. And it doesn't, you know, High Tech High, that's amazing. But I think the web allows us to have an audience in a way that we haven't had in the past. But without cost, time, anything, you know, you can say, right, that you're going to put it on the web, and then straight away you've got an audience. So the first thing I've ever did with that class was ask them to make websites on temperature. But I had a new baby, so I said it was for new parents on taking a baby's temperature and all of that. So, and we bought a domain name, mybabystemperature.info, and they made websites, and they had a real sense of purpose and audience for their websites, which had an impact in terms of their quality, but also their motivation as well.